You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs Podcast.
All right, guys, okay. We are back with another episode of the Mundy Maniacs Podcast. It's been a long time. We wanted to come to you sooner, but we couldn't. It's episode number 63, and here we are. It is me, Kevin, in Penang, Malaysia. There is PJ, that's right, in Osaka, Japan, and Sarah and a dog, Kurumu, is that right, in Akashi, Japan.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, how you doing? Long time no talk to.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
It has been a long time.
At least now you're in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. I said your name second, PJ.
Oh, I should have noticed. Normally, I'm very sensitive.
I know. Exactly. That's what I was, but there we go. So we've been meaning to record for the last few weeks, and it just has not been happening. The cards or the stars have not been lining up. Ailments, scheduling issues, all that have been in the way. But here we are. How are you guys doing? Sarah, how are you doing these days?
Doing good. Just, yep. Busy, as most teachers are at the end at this time of year, I think anywhere in the world, but you know, Mundy wise, things are going good. And, I'm super excited about the Christmas, mailbox that just came out this week. And so I got mine and on the very first day, and I just can't wait for December 1st to come around to have all those fun surprises coming out. Woohoo!
Yeah, I've got to get myself one of those. My
play. Got one a few minutes before we started.
Oh, okay, cool. My play has been pretty low key, so I need something to kind of excite me. So a Christmas mailbox would be nice, kind of an advent calendar of sorts. I know my son Kai just he had saved up his allowance money and he bought himself a Lego advent calendar, which is very cool looking. It's actually got like the real Lego in it. He got it at the Lego store. It's not a chocolate thing. But mine will be a virtual one. So PJ, how are you doing these days? How have things been going?
I am fine. Thank you for asking, sir.
Not a problem. That's what I'm here to do. To keep the conversation flowing.
Okay. Well,
or interrupting. There you go.
And sometimes constantly. You do that. I'm not interrupting. You ask me a question. You know, the harassment that I get on this show, you're just lucky I got nothing better to do. You're just lucky. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, so you've been doing okay. So let's talk Mundy. How have things been going with Mundy? I know, like for me, not a lot to report. Every day, Cap, and just kind of the local things around where I live. Luckily, because of you two fine folks and some other lovely people out there, I've got quite a few POIs around me. My kind of little walking path during the day around my school, around where I live. And last Saturday, so recording this now on the 19th of November, so 8 days ago, I brought my daughter into her Japanese classes, Japanese school on a Saturday morning into Georgetown. And I dropped her off and then I went and deployed. I had a little plastic baggie filled with greenies, with stickers, and I went and deployed all those pretty quickly. Deployed about 30 physicals and wish I had brought a lot more. And that was a lot of fun. Got to walk around. It's a gorgeous city, and I need to get out there maybe next weekend with a lot more physicals and start painting the town green.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's about it for me. What about you guys? What have you been up to with Mundy?
Well, winter is officially here. Fall, all two and a half weeks of it in Japan, and it's gone. It's colder than a witch's teat, I believe the term is.
That's right.
I'm not sure. It seems wrong to say that, but it is an expression.
It is.
Yes, it is.
In any case, it's cold again. And, I'm getting out. I'm capping my regulars. I have literally filled the space between where I live and my main school, which I'm at 3 days a week. There is no room for any more Skylands. It is chock full. I worked out And when Sarah and I went to war a few months ago, I decided to start investing again in Skyland, even though they are on again, off again. But I thought, why not? And I got to tell you, the positive is I'll get 15,000 points commuting without, you know, so much as breaking a sweat. The negative is, you know, and teachers will understand this, you two being teachers, even Kevin. you know, that little time, that commute, that walk to work, that train to work, whatever it is, that drive is your little moment of reflection before you have to face all these neediness creatures. Mm. You know, it's just all the time.
Yeah.
And so normally I like to watch TikTok or listen to podcasts. But now I've got to pay attention the whole ride. I mean, I guess it's, you know, I'm complaining about a situation I created, but darn it, I'm complaining. You know, but that's nice. And to get those points, I will say that Sarah, despite all the viewers' concern, we are still talking. I still count her as a friend of me, to be sure, but a friend nonetheless.
For now.
Until
for now, we'll see.
We know it's eventually coming. But until it does, I'll be magnanimous in my victoriousness, statusness.
So speaking of that, co-basis, tell us about how your play's been going. And if you've been feeling any kind of, you know, vitriol or, you know, inner anger towards the chap who's just finished talking.
Well, you know what I really do feel is I feel a lot of love and compassion from our viewers because they've been supporting me quite.
Which I don't approve of.
Quite lovely. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to name names, you know who you are, and I'm shouting out my love to you because
there's a bit of a See My Shell who's out there kind of stirring the pot a bit.
He's
supporting Team Sarah. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, Craig.
Can I say something? He is not as pure and innocent as he likes to claim to present to be. Let me explain. He's coming up fast on you, Sarah. And so every generosity to help you is helping him, right? And have you looked at him? He's right. He's like, he's less than a 200,000, I think, from you.
Holy, so you're not keeping tabs on Craig.
I keep tabs on Craig and on Josh because they're both below me. Thank you.
Here's the thing is, I don't keep track of anybody.
Oh, that is so not true, Dad.
That is a lie. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're the queen of stats.
Yeah.
Wow. So there was a mention on the new official Munzee podcast. I remember last week there was a mention of the war that you two have found yourselves in against each other. This rift within our team here, the Munzee Maniacs podcast. You know, listeners, it's been keeping me worried. I've been losing sleep. I might even.
Okay. Yeah.
About this, since I'm so far behind you both in points, and know that I'm not, unless I have a few weeks in Florida at some point, it's the only way I could ever possibly get close to you guys.
No, don't say that, because if you keep playing year after year, I mean, Sarah was nowhere near me until the last 6 months, right? I mean, it's a game that you just plug away at, and slowly you move up. And remember, a year ago, you couldn't play at all, sir. So at least we're
happy to have
you. Not even a year ago. Yeah, just like 5 months, 6 months ago, right? Yeah. But I'm still grinding, as my son would say, the gamer, I'm still grinding out, you know, 6,000, 7,000 points a day. I'm getting there 5,000, 6,000 a day. So normally.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, when we get 1,000 and get thrilled, you know,
We get the 1,000 point badge, the 1,000 a day badge, and be so excited. Oh my God, 1,000 point badge.
Those were good days.
Those were good days. So for me here, you know, I'll get myself the Christmas mailbox, and no, I don't have a bike yet, guys. You've been asking. I said I was going to, but not yet. So that's a goal soon to get a bike, and then I can throw it a few more destinations. Because right now I'm at the point, it's kind of a T shape where I live. There's like a kind of a long road that hits a main road, and then I've got like kind of tree houses out to each side and along that long road. And by the time I hit them all and get back home, that's like more than an hour of walking. Yeah, so like to get them all. So sometimes I'm in the mood for that. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for that, depending on how the day has gone or how the weather is. But you'll remember back in Shenzhen, I had my little e-bike, and I think I'm going to try to purchase something similar to that. And then I can get at least lengthen that and get some more tree houses and another few skylands out, and just again, it's very meager compared to what some of the last few our last wonderful guest we had on, who has how many tree houses was that? Was it 25 or something? Is that what Dean said he had? Quite a few.
Yeah, a lot.
Five tree houses right now, and a skyland. So not a whole lot. So I definitely need to build that up a bit more. So there we are. But I know for me, unfortunately, winter is not here, and it never will be. So I don't have, I'm jealous of the cooler weather that you guys have. I really am. I just checked the weather in Osaka, and it's, it looks 13 degrees, feels like 12. I'll take that any day.
Well, you know, speaking for the hairless everywhere, cold really does bite, sometimes, especially when I'm out munzeeing, because when I munzee on my bicycle, I need my gloves on, because it's not cold enough for walking gloves, but for biking gloves, you need it. And then to use them, and I've got the gloves that supposedly work with the screens, but they don't work that well, you know. So I end up taking them off every 5 minutes, and it's I guess first world problems. But speaking of first world problems, my bicycle lost all of its air on Friday. Not all, but it was really low. So there's a bike shop near me, and I thought I'd do a twofer and go out and do my Munzee run and then stop off at the bike shop. And they have a free air pump out front, and fill it up. So I did that Saturday morning. And then today when I went out, Sunday morning, it was completely flat. I mean, zero air. And I thought, well, either a neighbor's playing a prank on me, which does happen from time to time, or it makes no sense, because, well, you're thinking, well, maybe when you pumped it in, you didn't seal it up right or whatever. But I biked around for a full hour after I filled it. So it was really weird. And so I thought, well, it might be a puncture or a leak of some kind. So I went back, filled it with the free air, because I didn't want to pay for a flat repair unless I had to. So I did the free air and then went and munzeed for about an hour and came back, and it was fine. So it's a bit of a mystery. I don't know if I've got a neighbor playing pranks on me. I had that a few years ago.
Yeah, where I want to go back to that, because that caught me when you were like, when neighbors play joke pranks on me, and that's happened. What do you mean that's happened? I've never had a neighbor
about
play pranks.
About 5 years ago, I started getting flats almost once a week. Okay. And there was never a puncture. I take it to the shop and they go, no, you just need to fill it with air. Like I'm an idiot going, well, yeah, something's wrong here. But, you know, I never could figure out who it was. And it went on for about 3 months. Very frustrating, actually. I don't know if it's because I'm a foreigner or just because they're just kids playing in the neighborhood flat. You know, who knows?
Do you have your bike down, like, in the garage or something down below your building or something? Oh, okay.
It's completely publicly accessible.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I don't know if it's a neighbor or kids or whatever. In any case, after a few months, it stopped. And that was years ago. So,
They came back.
They came back.
Came back again.
Maybe Craig C. Michelle paid somebody to take me out.
I bet Sarah and Craig are doing it. I guess.
There's a conspiracy for you.
You know it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rob, if you're listening,
I bet Joshua's in on it too. The geocaching vlogger, he's in there too. Oh, you know it, and Rob.
No, I think Joshua wouldn't be on it. Let me tell you why. Because technically, he's ahead of Sarah and Craig. So he would have a motivation for keeping them down. I suspect it is Sarah. You're right now. Sarah and Craig, and then they paid some local. And let me tell you, I listened to the last official podcast, and I'm hoping Rob will remain neutral in this horrible war. You know, he is the president of the company, and I would expect a certain amount of neutrality. Clearly, I cannot count on that from my co-hosts. But nonetheless.
Rob, you need to be Switzerland, Rob. You need to be Switzerland. Or Ireland during World War II.
And actually, oh, wow, that whiskey went down the wrong tube. Yikes.
Karma.
Well, there you go. Fair enough. Well, karma's technically supposed to take... Anyway, let's not get into philosophy for a second. I just wanted to say, actually, I thought Sarah and I were rolling it back. It was funny because the last time we talked, we were full on.
Yeah.
And we were watching each other on Cup of Z.
You're about to have an aneurysm, PJ. Actually, you were so full on.
I know. Well, you know, I would go home and rest and go, and then I'd notice, boop, I check Cup of Z. Oh, she's back out. I got to go out. And then she would stop and then notice that I'm out. And then she would go out. And it was a pace neither one of us at our age, and I'm the oldest, but nonetheless, at our age, as mature adults.
Mature adults, yes. Well, physically mature, maybe not mentally, but yes.
fair enough. But the thing is, we're you know, here's the thing. I don't want anyone to beat me in East Asia, but if anyone does, I would like it to be Sarah.
Or Kevin.
No. Sarah has earned it. She knows more about this game than you and me combined. So I think she has earned it. I'm still going to fight her on it. But if it's different. When you beat me, it hurt. Because I brought you into the game. It felt like a
betrayal.
But Sarah, you brought Sarah into the game. So therefore, it's not a betrayal if she comes. If she beats me someday, I will be a gentleman and take it after I cry for 3 or 4 hours. And then I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Ironically, Sarah, when you beat me, I never considered it betrayal. I was just like,
I know you didn't really care, did you?
She plays more. Well, actually, I couldn't even play at that point. It's like my VPN won't work. I was too concerned with why am I in China.
So that's then not really a fair comparison, now, isn't it?
True.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, the truth is that I don't think. Until my youngest finishes soccer, there's no way I'm going to beat you because I don't have the time. That week that we went after each other was too much, and it wasn't fun anymore. It was
I think we both felt that. You know, a good level of competition is fun, and it inspires you to play. But that 3 or 4 days, I think both of us was beginning to dread it.
It was just like. Munzee was no longer fun, and it was just like, oh my gosh, I gotta go. Yeah, and didn't like it.
Until it happens again.
Learn from that. I don't know, but you know, because we could compete in a slightly slower pace, and I think both this last week we've both been playing at a slower pace, and I like it.
yep. I just do better when I take the train to work instead of when I drive because I've got a better infrastructure. And so I see my base go up more on the days that I take the train versus on the days that I drive. But other than that, and what I would suggest, PJ, is you do what I do is I listen to podcasts instead of worrying about social media. And then I can listen and I you play Munzee at the same time.
You play Munzee while you listen to a podcast, yeah.
No. Things are really bad these days in Japan. GPS is really weak, and it's not a Munzee issue. Not that Munzee doesn't have their issues, but this is a Japan issue. It's true. I'm just saying that the GPS in Japan has been pretty weak, and I'm hearing this from other, other users. I'm not talking about the app. I'm talking about...
Yeah.
Wasn't working in my apartment or, you've got that half of a mile circle around you, which understandably the game then blocks out because it doesn't know where you are, which is fair.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming this on the game. I think there's something with the Japan internet infrastructure that's going through. Because I've been talking about this with one of my students who's a grad student in, I forget what you call it, but he did servers and
internet
like
stuff.
That. Yeah, internet, interwebs stuff.
Interwebs,
and he said there are issues going on in the Kansai. There's too much, not enough bandwidth.
Okay.
As
far as you can get five bars on 5G and then your GPS is out.
That's pretty common
these days. Now, admittedly, we've always had that issue on the train to where Sarah lives. There are certain spots that go out. But up until, let's say, 3 months ago, you never had that issue on the loop line. And that's where I commute on the loop line of the circles Osaka City. A couple of days where it's been out and I've copped nothing. And I don't think that's the game, because I'll go into Google Maps or Apple Maps, or I'll go into geocaching or something, or Pokemon, and they're not working either. So this is not a Monday. It's an infrastructure issue that I think that's local to Osaka.
Well, I definitely agree, because maybe 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden my blue dot had me at one train station away.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, what? And then several times a week, I'll open up my app to do my Skyland, and it has me halfway up the hill, halfway up the mountain. And then
you get a rock in the pit of your stomach going, I'm here, damn it.
Seriously. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I get it. So,
and I don't think that's a Monday issue. I really do think it's a GPS/Japan internet issue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not having that same experience as you guys in a way, but like this past summer when I was in Japan, and there was like, you know, I'd hear you guys talk all the time about that train line up to Sarah's place, the JR, and how it was always so off. But the first time I ever went on that in the summertime, I was just like nailing everything. And I was like, well, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then on the way back to the Airbnb, the other direction, it was like, I can't get anything. It's not working, you know? And I was like, oh, this is what they're talking about. Okay. I just happened to get lucky on one trip.
No, I mean, for me, going in the morning, I think just because you don't have as many users that's why in the morning I'm always good as gold.
Yeah.
But coming back, it just depends on the train that I'm on and the time.
Yeah.
If I can do it or not. I mean, I would say 2/3 of the time I'm okay. It would be one or two trips a week, then I can't get anything. So once I get to that big train station where I change, and then all of a sudden I can't get anything, so then I just give up. And then I just listen to podcasts and social media. But even then, Instagram, you can't even scroll on Instagram either.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I think, a local infrastructure issue.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah.
I mean, Friday, I work in Kyoto on Fridays. And it's one of my favorite days. Good Kids is a national university. It's a ride where I can sit down the whole way. I couldn't count. I mean, I was passing by bouncers left and right everywhere, and I couldn't cap them, and it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
But, you know, and sometimes the app itself gets stuck, so I'll jump out to another app, you know, like Maps or Google Maps, and it'll kind of relocate me, and then I go back into the Monzi app. But this, it literally wasn't an app issue. It was a signal issue or whatever, you know.
Gotcha.
It's just what we've got to deal with. You know, I think, you know, this is the same the world over. The bigger you get, the more infrastructure you need, the more people who come. And Japan's just going through growing spurts in terms of GPS and internet. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, we could use the internet in the subways. Can anymore. They block it off because they want you to use the Wi-Fi that they've set up, which does not allow for GPS signals. So it shows you at one end or the other of the subway route. It'll show me literally miles and miles and miles away at the end of the route. I'm going, I'm not there. But then again, that's part of playing any geolocation game the vagaries of where you live, I guess, huh? What can you
do? Interesting.
I wouldn't go as far as to say interesting. Nonetheless, it's what we have.
That's what we have. There you go.
Yeah.
From the drama of warfare to the to the slings and arrows of bad internet. There we go. I'm curious, guys. I've got winter holiday in about a month from now. I'll be on winter holiday. Do you guys, what's winter holiday looking like for you guys this year? When do you guys start that? And will you be, will that Munsey war take a break, or is it going to get more crazy and unpredictable?
Oh, we never break. We roll back, but we don't stop.
No. Maybe it'll even get hardcore because I'll have more time. Because I don't really care.
Is that a threat?
I have hair.
You know, I've tried to be the bigger person, but clearly she's throwing aspersions my way.
She'll ride to work even though she doesn't have to, just to get all those points. She'll ride to work back and forth like all day long.
Just, you know, the other day I had a makeup lesson to do, and I had the option of doing it online. But if I did it online, I would only get the points in my neighborhood. So I actually chose to go into the school so that I could teach from there, because that's the 15,000 point commute. So I completely understand that. Don't get, I'd like to say I'm above that, but I'm not. Bring it on, girl. You know, bring it on.
All right. And there you go, listener.
Just wait.
There you go, listeners. You make your judgments and you pick your side, listeners. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we have somebody
let us know? Then you let us know.
Now it's all everybody on Team Sarah. I'd love somebody to be PJ.
Yeah. Come on.
Somebody.
Maybe Rob.
I don't think so. I think secretly he's supporting you. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong on that one.
We'll see if I get any support from Rob in my neighborhood in the next couple of days.
You know, that's another problem. There is no room in my neighborhood for support anymore. The generosity of listeners has made it so that there is no space in
no room for
the
generosity.
Northern part of the city.
No, the support for you has dried up.
Well, you know, like my hair, but I really think that secretly, you know, if listeners could really know Sarah the way I know Sarah, I think I'd have more support. She's not the ray of sunshine she portrays to be online.
Of course I'm sunshine.
Is that a voodoo doll of PJ there hanging in the background? Sarah, what is that I see there?
Oh, jean dangles.
It's a lot of pins sticking out of that voodoo doll.
It could be.
You're not supposed to see that.
Oh, well.
Meanwhile, I secretly text her kids and say, you should have a cold today. Here's 500 yen if you tell your mom there's a problem at school. Anything, make it up.
Bribing her children to fake sick. I like it. There we go. Yeah, you must stay at home, so your mother must stay home. That's right. Make yourself puke. Mm-hmm. Make yourself puke.
In defense, I am a university teacher, so it's not the same immorality that if I were teaching little ones.
It's okay. This is Japan. I'll take them to the doctor, then go to school.
Send them to school anyway, right? It's Japan. Just give them an ibuprofen.
Just
give them something to relieve the fever and send them off to school anyway.
Poor kids.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, there we go, guys. There we go. Well, I'm hopefully it won't be such a long time before the next episode. And we say that every time. And then it's a really long time between episodes. I mean, honestly, if we had somehow kept on a weekly cycle, we'd probably be at 200 now. But not sure what we talk about each week, though.
my hair growth.
Well, yes.
Like we said, a podcast not much to talk about.
Oh, nasty. Miss Oregon is getting nasty.
All right, guys. So I guess that's maybe it for this episode of the Munsey Maniacs podcast. All of you that are listening, you choose which side of the war you want to be on, Team PJ or Team Sarah. And I will be Switzerland. Like maybe Rob will be. I don't know. That's just because I don't get many points, so I don't have a choice.
I would hope that you both are neutral on this one.
Yes. all right, guys. So
or even Team PJ.
Yeah.
Don't forget who brought you in on the game.
Check out the dormant, check out the sometimes active, but mostly dormant Munzee Maniacs Facebook page. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to the podcast, and tell your Munzee friends to listen to us, the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Guess that's it. Check the links below to find out where you can follow PJ and Sarah on Instagram. Maybe they'll post some stuff about this war on Instagram. I don't know. Or not.
Maybe.
Check it out.
I believe the internet is for peace and freedom.
Oh, okay. I think most people do. All right, guys. Well, all of you Munzee Maniacs out there listening, thanks so much, and we'll see you later.
Bye. Remember, peace PJ out. Loves you.
No, Sarah loved you more. Bye.
Don't give her the last word.